Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today we have MetPro client Dr. Adam Rubenstein with us, and we are going to hear all about his journey with MetPro. Welcome, Dr. Rubenstein.
Thank you. I'm happy to join you. Very happy to be here with you.
I'm very happy to have you here. I'd love to hear a little bit about yourself, what kind of doctor you are, and how you came to find MetPro.
Sure. That's all related. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I've just recently decided that we're going to add weight management to my practice. And in doing that, these days, everybody wants to just write prescriptions for the GLP-1s and call that weight management. And that's great short term, but it's not the way that I run my practice. I have a more holistic approach to everything I do. So when I'm thinking about starting a weight management program, I wanted to do something that I thought would be more sustainable and really give people something that they can count on long term, because you can't stay on medications forever. In doing my research, I came across MetPro actually at one of our conferences, and I thought that was brilliant that you guys came and had a presence there, you know, kind of talking about what you do, because I do believe there's great synergy in our businesses when it comes to our weight management, the way we handle body contouring as well. And we have a lot of patients that benefit from that. And so in designing my program, I'd become aware of it at the conference, and I looked into it, and we're really working together to try and add MetPro as a really valued addition to what we do for weight management.
That's fantastic. Now, tell me about a regular let me try this a different way. Whenever you have a person who's just using, and I put that in quotes, a GLP-1 versus somebody who's going down that path and using this holistic approach, what do those two things look like differently? What are the major differences between the two?
I guess it depends on what the patient is doing with the GLP-1s. Semaglutide, tirzepatide, all those shots that people are doing, they work. They will help your physiology change and make it more advantageous for losing weight, make you process your nutrients a little bit better, make your body work a little bit better. And we're learning even more and more benefits outside weight-related things. But it's not the end-all be-all. And I think there are some practices, some doctors that are happy to just charge patients to write out the prescriptions, check on them periodically, and that's what they're calling weight management. That, I think, is inadequate, in my opinion. And it's not a long-term plan for success, because as soon as you come off those drugs, and you have to come off the drugs eventually, you can't stay on them indefinitely, there's a pretty significant rebound. Research shows that within 1 year's time, patients using the drugs that come off of it, within 1 year, they gain two-thirds of the weight back. And it's not surprising. I think if you get yourself down even significantly, if people are losing 10 to 20% of body weight with these drugs through the course of their treatment, that's a lot. And if you're not doing something to maintain a healthy lifestyle and to make behavioral changes that are going to help you stay there, you're getting down so much that you're probably not going to rebound all the way back, but it's not surprising that as much as two-thirds of it come back in a pretty short period of time. My goal is to provide a method, a plan, and a system for all of my patients to be able to sustain this for the rest of their lives. And that really is where MetPro is invaluable.
That's awesome. I love hearing that. Tell me, what does it look like? What is a person comes in, they say, okay, I want to do this GLP-1. And you say, okay, but let's make sure you're doing all the things. Tell me what that looks like.
The philosophy is this. You want to make sure everything is handled. And I'm trying to, as a holistic approach, I want to have everything available to me and my patients to give them the best results. So when someone comes in for weight management, they receive, of course, a full history and physical to go through. Do they have any health problems that might be causing this? Any stress in the life that can be a factor? And you're getting the whole picture from them. And then if we decide that it is someone that's good for weight management, and truly most people are that want to lose some weight, then we discuss, do you want to do this with the medications to help you, or do you want to do it without the medications? And these days, the medications really provide a very safe and effective boost. So I think most people want to try the medications as they get started. But along with that, we are providing a whole host of different scans, photos, assessments, baseline numbers. So all of my patients get 2D photography, they get 3D photography, which is a special system that takes a series of photos that then crafts a three-dimensional photographic model of their body. And those are great for looking back. When we're done, you see everything you've accomplished with weight loss and you and where you came from, and you know, juxtapose them back and forth, but in a 3D image that you can compare. Because as we all know, weight affects the entire body, your face, your trunk, your tummy, your thighs, your arms, everything. So we can show that with the circumferential photos. And not only that, we can measure it. There's another scan that we do that does circumferential measurement of the body that we'll do at various intervals along their journey. So we'll be comparing all of these and getting real data. Besides just visually seeing the changes as they go through, we'll also have objective numbers, a special scan that they stand on a platform, spins around, and we get measurements of their arms, their thighs, their body in various levels. But we can see how that has changed over time. And we also do body comp analysis using an in-body scan. We've got the latest in-body machine that just came out this year. And so all of our patients get that as a baseline assessment. And of course, some laboratory assessments, we want to make sure that your thyroid hormone, for example, the thyroid function is normal, because that can be a really big culprit. For patients that might be going through menopause, we can do the hormone panels and see where they are. Are they pre-menopause, perimenopause, postmenopause, and can that be part of what's affecting them? Really get a great snapshot, and also check the general body functions and make sure that they're doing well. And then we introduce two bits of technology, and one is a device called a Lumen. You may have heard of it. It's a great way to check your metabolism and just get a sense for, are you more ketogenic and burning fat, or are you more on the side of burning carbs? And there's a role for both, but this is a great way to know where you are. So as you're going through the program and we're trying to adjust your dietary habits, your workout habits, we can validate that these changes are doing what they're supposed to do. Because if you're burning lots of carbs as you're heading into the gym, that's okay. But if you're burning a lot of carbs when you're waking up in the morning, that's probably not so okay. It's probably indicative of having had too many carbs the day before or eating way too late at night. And these will help some of the behavioral changes. So that gives us a lot of data, just using that device to measure things. And then the real meat of what we're doing for sustainability is MetPro. All of my patients will get started on a MetPro program. And in that first month, the concierge service that MetPro provides is so important for keeping people on the wagon, so to speak. It lets them understand what are they doing wrong in their start, what changes need to be made, and why is it? People think sometimes, but I eat healthy, but are you really? And MetPro provides trained professionals that not only can tell them what they're doing right and wrong, but give them guidance as to this is how we're going to move you, nudge you towards a better way to get your body tuned up and make it an asset for you. Tune your metabolism so it's an asset for you in whatever it is you're trying to do. And once you've lost weight, by the way, you may want to change things and tweak it to gain more muscle or get a certain physique, get trimmed in a certain way. And there's dietary ways to do that. But MetPro is not only about diet. The benefit of having a training program along with it is very important. It's part of that sustainability. So the ability to speak to a professional that knows the right way to trim things down in your daily habits as far as your diet and nutrition, and also give you some pointers. We want to burn calories this way, or for your goals, let's do some weight training this number of times a week, and let's do a certain, I want to work on your core to get better strength that way. And then we have to burn calories, and here's some of the ways to do it. I think maybe circuit training is better for you. Or maybe you should be, if you like to run, let's get out and run 5 miles in the morning. But all of that is incorporated into this plan, and MetPro and the MetPro coach really helps guide that. And that takes it off of my plate in a way, and does it better than I ever could. My expertise is not in nutrition and training. I'm a doctor, but I'm not an expert in nutrition and training, whereas all the MetPro coaches, that's what they do. So we're getting people connected with the right type of coach to help with that part of the plan. And then I'll take care of the medical side and quarterbacking the whole process, and we'll watch. And the fun part is when people come back a month, 2 months, 3 months later, the scale tells the story, but it doesn't tell the whole story. And when we get those scans, we can see the in-body body composition analysis. We can see visceral fats going down, skeletal muscles going up. We're changing ratios in your body that are what you want. And it's not just a little jab once a week and checking on the scale. There's so much more that you can do. And that way, when you come off the medications, not only you are already in a better place than you would have been just by using the drugs, now you've got a lifestyle that will perpetuate the new look and your new health moving forward without the medications.
That's wonderful. Now, you've been using MetPro. What has your personal experience been like? You've been working with a coach. What has it been like for you?
I felt it was very important for me. If I'm going to be recommending this, as I mentioned, we're designing over the last few months, designing my program. And I think it's important, if I'm going to recommend this to someone, A, that I know it works, and B, that I have some personal experience with it so I can really help advise patients and let them know what to expect and make sure we're giving them everything that we can and that they're getting the most out of it. Having a coach, for me, has been really pivotal in my... You lose a lot of weight, but who can't lose 10 pounds or so? And I definitely felt, I do a lot of traveling, I lecture all over the world. And when you do that kind of stuff, you're not behaving so well with your diet, and you're probably drinking more than you should. And so it's easy to pack on pounds that way. And slowly, through years of doing this, gotten away from where I really felt comfortable and wanted to be. And that inertia is hard to break. So having the coach gave me accountability. And it had someone that I knew I was going to have to talk to at least once a week, sometimes a couple of times a week, depending upon how things are going, if we're making changes or just checking in how a recent change is going. That's been really important and very effective for me. I have to tell you, when I first started using the system, the MetPro app, getting directly on plan for me wasn't so easy because I'm working all the time. I had the worst eating habits, the worst. I ate one big meal a day and it was at night. And that was pretty bad. No breakfast, no lunch. I would just go all day long and never stopped. And the coach designed something that was like the polar opposite. I had various meals and snacks through the day that I had to eat. And it took a little bit of coaching to get me there. And I have to tell you, it works really well once you get yourself acclimated and doing it. And without the coach, I don't think I could have done it. I probably could have. Let me put it this way. I know I could have. I don't think I would have had enough motivation or accountability to feel strong enough to make sure I was going to do it. But having that person that I had to talk to and who was going to check on me was enough of an incentive for me to start adopting the right things to do and get with the program, so to speak.
I'm really curious what your advice to people who struggle to follow a plan that the coach is giving you, what advice you would give. I talk to a lot of people who say they're busy, and I know we all think we're busy, right? It's all relative. But I know that when you're traveling a lot, that's a very different kind of busy. You don't always know what food is going to be available. You don't always know what people are going to be serving. So I'm just curious what advice you would give to people who say, I can't do MetPro. I can't follow these things.
It's easier than you think. I think if you start with baby steps, and that's what my coach has really been doing. I feel like I'm getting remedial work because I've been so bad in the past, but little steps forward. Just if for me, I was eating one meal a day. So instead of doing that, let's work on maybe having two, just have two meals and start with and make one of them really simple. My breakfast every morning has been a really high protein shake and some fruit, some grapes or apples or something. And that was that, even getting over that hump was not easy for me because I'm just used to running out of the house and getting in the car and going. And I'm thinking about stuff for the morning. I'm heading into surgery. And it just seemed insurmountable. But truly, it was crafted in such a way it was so easy for me to grab a shake and a handful of grapes or grab an apple on the way out the door. And then on the drive, just drinking on the way to work. And it wasn't that difficult to get in. So once I got that in, okay, now let's talk about snacks you can do. And the idea of stopping for lunch was so foreign for me because I was going to go. And you do it step by step. So it seems like it's impossible when you're looking at it. There's no way I'm going to do that. I've been doing this for years, but that's the problem, right? You've been doing these things for years that are not the best way to be. So you're making a commitment to lose weight, to get yourself into a better physical shape, better health status. And you got to make changes to do that. Because if what you're doing was everything you needed to do, then you wouldn't be talking to a coach. You wouldn't be signing up for MetPro. You wouldn't be coming to a doctor's office like mine to try and help you lose weight. So along with that is having to adopt some changes, but it's so much easier than you think it's going to be.
Have you noticed a change in your energy level as you've incorporated some of these changes for yourself?
Yeah, I have. And it's interesting. I notice it because no one is perfect, right? You're not going to stay eating everything you're supposed to eat, always at the right time of day, always the right frequency. And so I can feel there's times where like yesterday, I started surgery in the morning. I was operating until 8 p.m. And that means, this is all nonstop. So there's no time for lunch. There's no afternoon snack. And I get out. So I had my breakfast in the morning. Now I'm going to have just a dinner when I'm done. Those things are going to happen. But I can feel the difference in my body when I keep it regularly fueled the way I do, when I'm having that food throughout the day and when I miss it. And I would always miss it. And so my body had learned that way of living. And with the getting into a new rhythm with more frequent meals change things. And it was really interesting to me that, and I'll tell you, people that resist it or have trouble adopting it, just do it for a little while and you will be amazed. I actually was eating more and losing.
It is truly amazing how that works. And people are always very skeptical until they try it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's easy. I don't know that maybe some people certainly are skeptical, but beyond skepticism, I think there's just I think what they're skeptical about is their own ability to do it, not that it's going to work.
That's fair.
Basic science. We know that you eat right and you burn more calories by exercising on a regular basis and you're going to lose weight. That's how it all works. But the skepticism is, wow, am I going to really be able to do that?
Yeah, that's a very good point. How have your patients responded to having MetPro added into your services?
Well, we're just getting started we're launching as a matter of fact, this is a great time. We're one of the early announcements of launching our program now. And I have great confidence that MetPro is going to be the centerpiece of the success of our program.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. Have there been anything that you've been surprised about that MetPro does that maybe you weren't doing in the past and now you're like never giving that up?
I would say the comfort with eating on a regular basis. And even now, I've been doing this now for maybe 3 weeks or so on the program, and I'm still learning my own adaptations to my life and my lifestyle and food choices. And so what's been surprising is, first of all, what I said before, eating more frequently and still not gaining weight and losing weight, in fact. And being able to build a meal, for example, in the app and picking and choosing how you're going to get the macros that you need. There's so much flexibility. And so I'm even now, after doing this for a few weeks, I'm still trying to learn new combinations, new ways of fitting into the program and finding from the tremendous variety, the different things that I can do that will fit and still be effective. It's not that regimented in terms of choices. You got a lot of choices.
Absolutely. What have we missed? What do you want to make sure people know, either about your practice or about MetPro, how it all works?
I think, first of all, if we're talking about weight loss, I can't emphasize this enough. The drugs are great and they really do work, but they can't do it all. That is not a long-term plan. So MetPro is a terrific partner to choose when you're looking to have more of a long-term sustainable result. Even without, now, in full disclosure, I personally have not used any medications in my journey, in my trial with MetPro, getting started with my weight management system. And without any medications, I'm down about 8 pounds in 3 weeks. And I didn't really have that much to lose. I'm only a few pounds away from where I want to be. I'm more than halfway to where my goal was when we started with MetPro. And that's pretty effective. No medications, just working out like I had been before I started the program and just tweaking eating, adjusting metabolism so that it stays ramped up. And that has been a tremendous help to me. I expect that even if you don't want to use medications, patients of mine that don't want to use the GLP-1s, great. It doesn't mean you're not going to lose weight quickly. Let's just do the adjustments, adopt the lifestyle, and you'll still get great results. For people that do want to use it, that's great too. It's going to give you a boost, but along the way, get on the plan so that when they start weaning off the medications, that you're ready to maintain these great results that you've had during the program.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. So where can people find you, find your practice, find out more about it?
Lots of different ways. Dr. Adam Rubenstein, you can Google me. I'm all over internet and social media. You can check out my Instagram. We've got a couple. One is at Dr. Rubenstein, Rubinstein. We've got a lot of great content there, and that's where we're going to be communicating a lot of the weight loss stuff. And of course, you can find on my website. It's easy to find. And call the office whether you're in South Florida or elsewhere. We're happy to take care of remote patients as well. So we'll really be able to provide a more comprehensive way, a more comprehensive program than most people are doing. So if that interests you, give us a call.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Rubenstein. Is there anything else that you want to add?
I got to think of the parting shot. First of all, thanks to my coach, who's been really instrumental in helping me get where I need to be and continues to be. I think that my parting words would be MetPro is a great program. You'll do just using the system. But having the coach, having a personal coach, is a game changer if you have difficulty with time, with choices. If you're self-motivated, just using the app and the occasional call to speak with someone to clarify things is great. But having that concierge level of service and a personal coach changes. It makes it so much more effective for someone that has more inertia or a more difficult lifestyle. If you're looking into MetPro and you're thinking about getting started, I would say jump in head first with a coach. You really want to have your personal coach, at least for a short while, to get you started. And then you can go on autopilot. But it makes such a difference. So go for it.
That is wonderful advice. Thank you again so much for joining us. Listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new episode. Until then, remember, consistency is key.